We're happy to have on the line this morning with us entrepreneur and cancer activist Bill Rancic, here to talk about the next big idea in cancer care. It's all part of the C3 Prize Challenge, Changing Cancer Care. He's also here with us, with one of the finalists. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Let's talk a little bit about your passion for this. Obviously, we've heard or known over the years that your wife had gone through cancer. Tell me a little bit about sort of the impact that's had and on how it's fueled you to be part of this C3 challenge.
Yeah, you know, many years ago, my wife, Juliana, was diagnosed with breast cancer. So for me, I saw the challenges of cancer care firsthand, and I was her caregiver. So, you know, when the folks from Astellas Oncology asked me to be a part of the C3 prize, it took me all about 30 seconds to say, I want to be a part of this, because it's really about improving the lives of people impacted by cancer beyond medicine. And over the years that I've been a part of this, I've seen so many incredible ideas, so many innovators. And our goal is really to help fund innovation by awarding grants. And, you know, this program's been around for 5 years, hard to believe. And we've awarded over $700,000 in grants and resources. So for me, it's been just absolute pleasure to be a part of it. And I've been inspired on the journey by seeing the passion and the heart that so many people have to make a difference.
It sort of shows also how entrepreneurs can help in the health field, not just making widgets. There's also things that they can do that help. Let's talk a little bit about Lisa. Lisa McKenzie joins us. You were one of the finalists. Tell us about your idea and how that fits in with cancer.
Hi, good morning from New Orleans, Louisiana. I introduced the Story Crafting Program because there is power in stories. Stories unite us as a human race. They inspire. They provide hope. But for cancer survivors who are dealing with the trauma of being diagnosed with cancer, a lot of times those stories reside in their thoughts, and those thoughts control their actions and their health outcomes. So, you know, having cancer can be very lonely, and we've created a program that brings together peers who have gone through similar experiences where they can work together over a six-week period of time to craft a story that takes cancer out of being the starring role and puts them as the star of their own beautiful life stories.
And sometimes telling the story is therapeutic not only for the people who are doing it, but those who listen can understand them a little bit better and maybe share in that regard.
Absolutely. Stories are very therapeutic just to speak them. First, to just get them on paper and see what your life is about, but then to speak it and share it and have freedom to be real. And there's so many people going through so many similar circumstances that they could say, I see myself in that. And then they can find their power too.
Right. Bill, you probably see the strength in that too, because your wife, in a sense, was able to sometimes tell her story through the fact that she was in the media, in a sense, like that. So it had a different impact than maybe it would have on somebody without having that kind of outlet.
You know, it's funny, because when my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer, my wife and I were doing the Julianne and Bill show on E! And we made a conscious decision that we were going to showcase this and share her journey. And I'll tell you, you know, over the years, I don't think a day has gone by where someone won't stop either Julianne or myself and say, thank you. You know, my wife finally went in and got a mammogram because she watched the Julianne and Bill show and saw your journey. So I definitely can appreciate what Lisa's doing. And I've seen firsthand the power of storytelling and how it can touch a lot of lives out there. So, you know, I applaud Lisa and all the other finalists who participated. And really, we had so many submissions this year. It was our biggest year yet, and you know, this is the one year I wasn't a judge, thank God, because in order to you know, narrow it down to the final three was certainly very challenging.
Can you share some of the ideas from the other two? What were the other two in this area?
You know, one was a woman who was demystifying cancer in her community in Africa, and it was really, you know, again, living in the United States, we have the ability to, you know, help educate a little bit easier. And when you get into some of these rural communities outside of the United States, it's a little bit more challenging. So she did an amazing job. She was a doctor, and she did a spectacular job. And of course, Lisa was a finalist as well. You know, we loved Lisa's story. But we literally had so many. One that particularly stands out was last year's winner. She created a nonprofit called the Nanny Angel Network, and she was providing free child care for those women who were going through cancer. I mean, I can go on, and I'll tell you, it's amazing the passion people have out there and how selfless people are. And that's what's amazing about the C3 Prize. It's just, we are looking for those people. We want people to go to the C3Prize.com. If you have an idea, no idea is too big or too small. And again, the folks who I'm here on behalf of Astellas Oncology, they are doing an amazing job. They are really walking it like they talk it.
Lisa, people have different reasons for getting involved in different causes. What was it that made you sort of focus on the cancer cause over the time?
You know, I don't think there's anybody who isn't impacted by cancer, a loved one, a friend, a relative, an employee. And two of my friends were diagnosed with cancer, and I saw their worlds just turned upside down. They were confident women. Then they were diagnosed, and, you know, they lost their identity. And I come from a sorority and events background, and I thought, you know, what can I do to use my tools, my love, my skills, just to make their world a better place? And I just started with that as the premise. And now I run a very large organization in New Orleans to help women emotionally cope after being diagnosed with cancer.
And that obviously is something that kind of grows. The more people that find out about it, it's sort of an important thing to take care of. Bill, if people want to find out more about some of these different projects, as well as maybe, as you said, have a big idea, where's a good place for them to get information on all this?
It's a great website. It's c3prize.com. It's the letter C, the number 3, prize.com.
It's fascinating also the ideas that people have, and it's outside of just sort of that medical stuff for those visits and that regimen. It's just the other part to make a sort of a holistic approach to help people fight the battle of cancer. Bill, Lisa, we appreciate
That's right. This is a Beyond Medicine.
Yeah, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks very much for joining us.